it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
So to hell with Harry.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
I got a question.
Give it to me.
It's 10:02. The show's supposed to start at 10. What are you telling me for?
We go on at 10.
What are you telling me for?
Not 10:02. Control the clocks.
We got show meeting tomorrow.
You know what?
We start at 10.
I thought you were
what?
You need to say that to somebody else.
I'm going to say it tomorrow in the show meeting. And that's what life's about.
Say it to one of the morning show guys. That's what you're really talking about.
Oh, Shasky and Spadoni.
Yeah.
And I joined their show today, so maybe that's
that's the extra 2 minutes.
Maybe. Good morning, baby.
What's up?
You know, yeah.
We got to talk about something.
Dude, you look phenomenal, though. That sweater, seriously, Steiny, you look great. What is that? Polyester?
No chance.
You got swag. Go ahead.
We got to talk about something. No. No, it's not Jonathan Kuminga.
Brock Purdy.
No, better than that.
Who the
it is time to... It's
go ahead, because I think I know where you're going
now. The Warrior
now.
Season starts in 6 days.
See what I got on.
And it's time to talk about Steph Curry.
And what about?
This is going to be a conversation today about Steph Curry and what our expectations are of him going forward are. And he's still, to my way of thinking, the best player on this team. And he's doing things at 37 that pretty much no other player has ever done. Scoring as many points as he's scoring. Over the last 2 or 3 years, his scoring numbers have come down a little. 28, 26 to 24, I think, last year. And I'm just...
Talk to me.
He's not... He can't... what do you expect from him? He's in uncharted waters. Or uncharted waters. So, what are your expectations? That he's going to be the same player he always was? Like,
yeah.
What does a drop-off for Curry look like? Even a 5 or 10% drop-off.
Steiny, I love you for saying this, and I have to ask because the people don't know. I watched that game on League Pass. Did you happen to watch that game?
Yeah, I saw
because I was in the lab, like, this dude's getting fouled, making three-pointers, the step back, like, we've been together, you and I, for 8 years. And for 4 or 5 of them, we've talked about when that day will come when we see slippage from the chef. But Steiny, I'm not robbing him of anything, but I have to ask you this. Do you think, because I see no slippage, and if you're telling me you're guaranteeing me health, which you can't, I don't see any reason this Warrior team can't get to the Western Conference Finals or further. But with that, do you think the fact that he revolutionized the game and the game is played different, that's why at age 37/38, he looks like he's 28. Like, I'm watching him in a preseason game. Like, this dude's not slowing down.
Well, he is slowing down.
Tell me where.
Because if you look at the last 3 years, okay? Let me put my glasses
on. All right.
3 years ago, he averaged 29.4. 2 years ago, 26.4. Last year, 24.5. So, you know, scoring averages come down 3 points, then 2 points. His Field goal shooting's gone from 49 to 45 to 44.8. His three-point percentage has gone from 42.7 to 40.8 to 39.7. So they're coming down a hair. They're declining. But what I'm more interested in is, you know, how when I think of Tim Duncan, he was allowed, if that's the word, to transition into a role player as Parker Ginobili and Kawhi Leonard emerged.
Facts.
And so it was doable for him to become a role player. And I'm not saying Steph's there yet, but they can't continue to utilize him like they're utilizing him and expect him to not fall off a little bit. And I'm just wondering, what is Steph's transition to 40-ish look like? Is he going to be the leading scorer on the team this year? Probably, I would think.
Because of the Jimmy Butler addition is what I think, Steiny. Those numbers you gave, I get it. And I thought he was slowing down Steph real quick here before you got Jimmy. Remember, I was lightweight, getting a little nervous. And then when Jimmy came to the scene, I said, oh, my God, that's all he needs. He just needs a little help. So when you say who's going to lead the Warriors in scoring, there's no doubt in my mind it's going to be Steph Curry. But, Steiny, what has Jimmy Butler meant to Steph and his career as he gets further down the road, as you talk about? I guess what I'm saying to you, partner, this morning is it looks like it's good and easy.
Yeah, well.
Right now.
Right now it looks fine because they haven't played any games. Regular season games. I'm just, you know, if you look at this, and this is the part I'm looking at, is I've just thrown out a couple names of guards, and these are specifically guards because I think it's tougher for a guard to transition as he gets older than a bigger guy. So, you know, I just threw some Iverson, Stockton, Nash, Isaiah Thomas, Reggie Miller, Jason Kidd, Chris Paul, Gary Payton, Tony Parker. They all... You know,
we saw it.
Like, for example, Stockton and Nash played late into their 30s.
Yeah.
And they both averaged 10 assists per game their last few years, but they weren't really scorers. So, like, Stockton finished, you know, 13-9, 13-10, and Nash was like a 14-9 guy at the very end. But I don't think Curry's the kind of guy that's going to ever be a 10 assist guy. So,
you don't want him to.
And you got to have him scoring, but you have to be willing to accept a certain decline, maybe in efficiency. But my big question is how this guy has done things that nobody's done at this age. He's 37. He's still playing at a ridiculously high level.
But man.
So as we go into this season, like, what are your expectations for Steph Curry, knowing that he's in a place that very few players are? Is he still a carrier? Do you want him to carry? Do you want him to try to maybe play a little less and be as effective in that time? What's his role? Do his minutes decline? How do you handle all those kind of things? I'm fascinated with. And the bottom line, Goo, for me is, like, they're not ready to have him turn into a role.
Because he's not ready, though.
Well, he's
and
not.
And that's my key to it. I hear you. Steiny, he's not ready.
Right, but you're going to start paying the price. Like, you've got to give him some more help.
He's going to eventually win one day, Steiny, so why not ride till the wheels fall off?
No, I'm not saying they shouldn't. I'm not saying they shouldn't. Yeah. But, what are your expectations for Steph Curry this year?
To average.
Just Steph Curry.
26 points or more. Shoot at least 38% from deep, and to play 30 to 32 minutes a game.
So that scenario would be
50, 40, 90.
That would be okay. Then that would be absolutely no drop off for Steph Curry. It just wouldn't. Yeah, that would be more points than last year.
Yeah, gotcha.
And his numbers would go up across the board.
Mm-hmm. And the 415, real quick here, come on, Homer Guru. The only thing guarantees are Steph, Dre, and Butler will miss lots of games due to injury. Look at Bron now. But I don't like that comp at all. I'm just telling you, like, I think this dude keeps himself in such phenomenal shape. He would want it no other way than when I do transition, Steiny, it's going to be a mandate where my body tells me I do. Look what just the gravity of him when he left that series, it was done. And I know nobody's happy, but that's how, like, I'm watching him last night. Like, are you telling me we watched 16 years of this? Like, it is truly incredible, man.
So we're going to go heavy hoops today.
And Kyle's talking today, right?
Yeah, Kyle will talk at 12:40. We'll get all that to you.
Mac Jones again Sunday nights, Donnie?
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. Warriors season starts in less than a week.
Man,
and
next Tuesday.
Steph Curry is still at it. What are your expectations for Steph Curry this season? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Don't forget, this Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings is going to be live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. It starts at 3 o'clock. They'll have all the early games on, and the Beer Garden will be rocking with a DJ and bartender serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. If you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. Just go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, to sign up now.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the greatest defensive performances by Draymond Green.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. By the way, I've got an absolutely tremendous story to share today, if you haven't heard about it. He's fast becoming my favorite coach, and I used to not like him. Joe Mazzulla.
Oh, this is great.
All right. I may as well just get it out of the way. This is incredible. Great, so in Boston, then we'll get back to the Warriors, obviously. So in Boston, every year they have a media pickup game.
I wish we did it here.
The media plays pickup against each other, and the coaching staff will kind of watch and whatever. And
Media plays the players.
No, the media plays against each other. There's 12 media guys and they play 6-on-6, 5-on-5, and the team watches it and they make fun of the media or whatever. They have fun, whatnot. Right. So yesterday was a day in Boston that the media game was supposed to happen. So the media shows up for this pickup game. There's probably like 10 of them. And Joe Mazzulla says, all right, by the way, you're not playing the media today. We're not playing media against media.
Yeah.
We're going to play the media against our coaching staff. So Mazzulla and his staff played against the media guys in a full court game.
That's a hell of an idea, man.
In front of the whole team. What do you think the score was? Do you know this?
Well, you kind of told me at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, it got ugly.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
The score at the end of the game, I think they played a 20-minute game.
And Mazzulla played.
Mazzulla played.
West Virginia.
They Boston Celtics coaching staff beat the media 57-4.
That was like playing your son in video games and just not taking it easy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, apparently,
what do they have?
Three or four guys who played in the NBA or high level college.
Yeah, I mean, they had a lot of young guys on their coaching staff. And the guy who wrote the story in The Athletic said they didn't get the ball over midcourt 6 minutes into the game.
Oh, man.
So apparently, Mizzou had his team picking up the media full court,
94?
All game long.
Man, oh man.
They no mercy. And apparently, afterwards the whole team was watching and laughing. And
what did Jaylen Brown say?
Jaylen Brown said, hey, let me know if you want to do media after the game, guys.
After the slaughter.
Yeah.
Where was your boy Scal? They couldn't get off?
I don't know if he's on their staff or he's on their broadcast team, but sound like he might have been able to. You might not have been able to break into that lineup.
Yeah, man.
But, there's some video of it if you want to check it out. Joe Mazzulla.
That's pretty good, though.
He wouldn't call off the dogs. Man, man. He would not call off the dogs.
The way he talks to you, you can just imagine him so straight-faced. They walk in thinking they're going to play a nice little cardio game. Dude. And he just goes, all right, boys, get out there.
Yep. Anyway, we're talking about the Warriors today. Their season starts next Tuesday against the Lakers in L.A. And Steph Curry, what is it, 16 or 17?
17.
Years? Lost count. And the question I have to Warrior fans is, this is in his 17th year, I'm asking Warrior fans, what are your expectations of Curry? Are they the exact same as they were last year? I mean, at some point, he may not live up to the standard that he set. And I'm not saying this year is going to be the year. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm just saying, and this is, it came from the boss is talking to him, and he goes, I said, I just think the fans think Curry's going to be Curry. And he,
that's
he
what goes, I expect.
Yeah, and you know what Higgins said? Is that fair? Like, is that fair? And the reason he's asking that is because he's already playing at a level at 37 that nobody his size-ish or a guard has ever played at. So as far as I'm concerned, like anything could happen from this point on because he's we're in unknown territory. So what would it look like if you know Steph just drops down a tick? Well, how much does it affect this team?
Well, Jimmy
can
would
this
have
team
to take
pick
it up.
Up
you Jimmy know, pick would have up to pick him. Up slack. It'd be all everybody, but I just only I'm watching that game and I didn't know you were going here or we were going here today, but for you had the same initial thoughts I had, like Steiny, when does the other shoe drop in regard to just, and it's okay, it's natural, father time, losing a step to where, you know, it impacts the game and the fortune of the Golden State Warriors. And right now I told you, like, do you have any problem with me saying I expect 30 to 32 minutes a game? He was doing that. I brought it back up in 2014-15. Like, nothing's changed in regard to how the car's running now. Now, I hear what you're saying. You know, Goo, he can't keep this up. He's not a god. But, man, right now, this dude, I mean, I'm not taking, and I told Evan this while you were out on vacation a while ago, Stoney, and we did a show. I'm not taking this for granted. I took Kobe. I took Jordan. You know, when it was over, you're like, man, where'd the time go? I'm not doing this with Steph. But as far as scaling back, I think he controls that, Stoney. And up until last year, I still got PTSD. That hurt when he got hurt because then we knew it was all bets were off. And we have never seen that outside of his hand injury to where they won 15 games. He got Wiseman. But other than that, this dude's never suffered a soft tissue injury. Just think about that.
Yeah. The one thing that I was thinking about with Curry, too, is the thing that I think is, and I don't want to say unfair to him, because obviously he's a great player. But the one of the issues I'd be worried about if I were the Warriors is he still has to do too much. And over the course of the season, he's going to have, you know, more bad games, let's say, or not great shooting games than he's had in the past. He's probably going to have as many, maybe a few more. And the reason that's going to happen is because he's still the central figure, but he is getting older. So, like, I'm thinking in a perfect world, and this is now I'm going to say about Kuminga.
Okay.
Yeah, God, in a perfect world, Jonathan Kuminga would be the guy who could help ease Curry into less of a role, and it's still, and it with the possibility of it being better than the last couple years. But he's not there yet. Okay, so we have Butler. But I think they need another player. I think they need another player to really make a run, assuming they stay healthy. Because Steph's just, I don't know. It's at some point we're going to be asking him to do something that he's going to do as well as he can, but it may not be enough.
Yeah, dude, I'm getting goosebumps, but you know, a part of what you're saying, Steiny, doesn't include what he wants and where he's at mentally. Like, Steph is not taking a back seat. You're not throwing that out. But I do – I got to tell you, and I said this, Kuminga got throughout the game last night. I'm going to just say this for the people in the back. My gosh, Steiny, if it was just all about athleticism and hops and that stuff, Jonathan Kuminga is special. And I'll leave that there. But you're right. I don't think mentally he's a killer. He doesn't talk a lot. He's not ready for that new phase that you talk about. You know, so with that said, Steiny, it's like McCaffrey, who's not Curry's age. I get it. But we thought he might be on load management. And what's he done? Answer the bell every time the coaches give him the ball or throw him the ball. So I'm getting super giddy about this season for the Golden State Warriors because I don't think we're going to see the part of the Warrior portfolio when it comes down to Steph Curry where we're going to see less of him, if that makes any sense.
I think we got to see a little less of him. He's played at least 70 games in each of the last two seasons too. He's been real healthy
from 34 to where we're at now.
Here's kind of what I'm getting at, and I know that this was a special team, but I think the goal would be how can we get Steph. How can we put somebody or a team around Steph where he can play like he did when Durant was here? Where he doesn't have to assume it all, but he can assume when needed. But there's another guy to rely on. And to me, Durant is on another level than Butler. And that would allow Curry to, you know, go from whatever, 24 to 20. But his efficiency could rise at that point, I think, if he gets another player in here, but how do you get another player here?
Isn't that Jimmy?
No, they need another one. Like, they need another guy.
So they need Clay.
Because, Jimmy, as we've seen, he's going to miss games. And Jimmy, as we've seen, is inconsistently, let's say, aggressive at times. So that's why I think they got to find a way to get a third guy.
So Kuminga's my guy.
But he's not – I don't think he's there yet. In fact, I said to Evan, I'm like, God, it's too bad Kuminga's not about 25 right now. I just don't think he's there.
More season.
Yeah, I just don't think he's there.
Now, he may not be available.
Could you somehow make a move and get a really good third option without trading Butler?
But what would that look like in damn, Steiny, how?
Somebody's going to come available. They always do. Somebody always comes available in the NBA. Hell, Giannis may come available.
And that's the perfect antidote. I mean, my gosh, you talk about setting the clock back for Steph. If he were to get a guy like that, Steiny, I mean, man, now you're talking. This dude might be able to play till he's 50. I'm
Trades
just saying.
Are hard.
Yeah, so.
Joe!
What are your expectations this year? The week is the season's less than
Tuesday,
less than a week away. And here's the other thing: you want to talk about a split opinions. So the Vegas line for the Warriors for win total is, I saw a bunch of numbers. They're all between 45.5 and 47.5. However, there are projections that have the Warriors much better than that. Because their projections based on last year's team with Butler and how they did. And ESPN, for example, has got a prediction for the Warriors, projection that they could win 56 games if you take last year with Butler and kind of extrapolate it. That seems awfully high to me. Apparently, Evan said there's a simulation by ESPN, too, that has the
Shasky brought it up to me today, too.
Has a possibility of winning, what, 60?
62.
So, I mean, that sounds flat-out preposterous, but clearly there's a lot of people that are high on the Warriors. And what are your expectations for the Warriors this year? But I do want to center it on Curry, mostly, because everything revolves around him.
And if he wins 62, Steiny, I even told Shasky and Spadoni this.
Yes,
I don't want him to win 62. It's operation not playing and get the highest seed possible. I get that. Come on now. But Steiny, there's no way this team, to me, from where I'm at my vantage point right now today, you could win 60, 55 games without Curry playing 30 plus. Like, that would be, unless everybody just, you know, played above their means, you know?
Yeah, I think 60's a little preposterous.
50 sounds reasonable, man.
I would, like 50. 50 would be pretty impressive, too, I think.
But the West is stacked.
Well, that's the issue. That's the issue. There's just no automatic wins in the West.
It's funny because, you're right.
It's funny. I was talking to Warriors Vice President of Communications, Raymond Ritter, and he was just talking about how he's been around forever. And I'm like, well, how do you think, you know, what do you think? And he goes, I think we're going to be pretty good. He goes, but it's going to be up and down, I think. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, well, the West is so tough that it may be a season where, you know, we win two in a row, then we lose two in a row, then we win four, then we lose three, then we win two, then we lose three. But it all will figure itself out and we'll end up in the high 40s or 50. But it was an interesting thought that because the West is so tough that no team may win 60 games.
Yeah. So, you know, and I've shared with you, Steiny, and you do too, Evan and I, we love baseball and I'm superstitious, Steiny. And this might not even come down to superstition. It's just, this is math. But when you talk about what this Warrior team is going to do, a fan short for fanatic, that's what I am. But when you look at the ages and the history of the NBA, the association, with Al Horford, Steph, Dre, and Jimmy, that has not been done. Who was it? The Utah team, that made the playoffs, with the guys that you mentioned last week. I mean, how much of a dagger is that to you? Or do you say, you know what, Goo, and to the rest of the basketball world, none of those teams had a guy with the last name Curry. This team could defy all odds on older guys maybe going deep in the offs and getting to the finals.
Well, I think –
because that's a hell of a – when you the stat about it's a young man's game.
I don't know about the postseason. You know, I'll let that alone. But the way I look at the regular season is they're going to have to manage it, obviously, with their older players.
What's that look like?
I'll tell you what I think it looks like. Here's what my guess would be. My guess would be there's going to be nights where the Warriors look old against an athletic team. I also think, though, there's going to be nights where their age is going to make young teams look really dumb, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, they're going to be able to win games if Horford and Butler and Draymond and Curry and another guy are out there. There are going to be nights when they're just going to be able to pick apart a team that's not as smart as them or not as experienced as them.
We're used to it.
I think there's going to be a fair amount of games like that where the Warriors just kind of make a team look bad because of how they execute. On the other hand, there are going to be nights, maybe back-to-backs or 3-4 nights or whatever it is, 3-5 nights, where, you know, the Blazers look a step faster than the Warriors. And then how do they adjust to that? But I do think it's going to go both ways. Their experience is going to be positive at points. I think their smarts are going to win them a lot of games.
And that's why when you just described what you did as eloquently as you did, Steiny, I think, and I'm a little nervous on this, that can take you so far, and that's why I was so shocked that they went 7 games with Houston after being up 3-1. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's when Father Time, and when you look around, like, my joints are not what they used to be, and you just think, woulda, coulda, shoulda, had they been able to close out that Rocket series when they were up 3-1, maybe Steph is fresher than what he was after it going 7, man.
Yeah, maybe. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors season less than a week away, and we're just talking expectations. And I just want to know where Warrior fans are with Steph Curry. I know there are a lot of you out there that think he's going to play forever, and he can play forever. I'm just wondering if he can continue to give everything they've been asking of him for the last 4 or 5 years and do it again. Do it again this year. Yeah.
And I've had the privilege, and Leroy from the 510 sent us a text, Donnie, just comparing Curry running around all the miles to get a shot up, comparing that to Jordan flying through the air. But we've had the privilege of watching Steph for years, And Steiny, I don't think he gets it. And Eddie House used to do it, but not to the level, obviously, of Steph. But Steiny, we're talking about a guy not just sitting in the corner, the Ray Allen, waiting for a three. Not that Ray didn't come off screens, but Steph runs a marathon every game. And he's at this age, 37, about to be 38, still not showing the ill effects of slippage, man. Like, that's another part of this.
Well, he is showing showing some slippage. But the numbers in the last 3 years show a little bit of slippage. That's what the numbers show. The other thing that some people in basketball think that, you know, when Curry's off the ball, even though he's running, that is far less taxing than when he's handling the ball, you know, running high screen and roll all the time.
Because I noticed he'll get rid of the ball more now. You know what I'm saying? He'll give it up quicker, Scotty.
Exactly.
Because that takes juice, man. I get it.
In fact, that's an interesting point. Because,
no, I see it. I saw it last year. Like, oh, my boy's giving it up.
Yeah, I think that early in Steph's career, he held the ball way too long. And then over time, he got rid of it at the perfect moment.
Mm.
And now I think he's just comfortable giving it up and then starting to move without the ball.
Pacing himself.
Let's go to Big Smooth. Get us started in Oakland.
Our man.
What's up, Big Smooth? How you doing, man? Big Smooth. Hey, what's up, Big Smooth?
Guys.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for the leadoff spot. But listen, the season's about to start, man. I'm not going to sit here and get depressed. That's like sitting around wondering when all your hair is going to fall out. It's going to fall out. So, I mean, I'm not going to sit around depressed. And Cole, you just brought up a point, or maybe Steiny brought this up. There is still another phase of Steph that we get to enjoy.
Yeah.
That's the old man, Ray Allen, stand there phase.
Yeah.
We still get to enjoy that. But it's going to require somebody on the floor that's dynamic, that you know, you leave him open, he shoots and he kills it. Here's something that nobody's really brought up yet. Out of the four younger guys, Kuminga, Pazinski, Moody, and I'll even add Post to that, what happens when one of those guys gets consistent? That's another weapon that we haven't had the luxury of. Eventually, one of those four is going to start being consistent. So you got to consider that as well. Now, listen, I don't know about this year. Something seems weirdly exciting. It's almost like that 2024 team, or 22. I forgot how long ago it was. But anyway, but listen, so this, it's weird because ESPN, like I saw the simulation, right? Orlando in the finals. But I also saw the projection of they're just basing it on what happens since Jimmy's been here.
Right.
Dude, I think weirdly, we're not going to be able to explain this later, but I think we're going over 50 games, guys. And in that simulation, it has us winning more games than OKC. So, I mean, I know it's AI, I get it, but it's based on some kind of logic. So I'm just saying, I'm not going to be shocked if we end up getting to the finals.
Smooth. I'm with you, man.
Hey, Smooth, though. I got to tell you, Smooth, I am a little down on you. A little bit.
Why would you get
depressed? You said why would I start being depressed?
Man, I don't want to sit there and say Steph's gonna go down.
Steph's going down. I said, what do you expect from Steph Curry? The same old Steph.
I'm expecting the same.
Okay. Me too, Smoothie. Me too.
Until the ankles fall off, I'm expecting. Like Goose said something very profound. We didn't really appreciate Barry Bonds until later.
Mm.
We didn't really appreciate Joe Montana until later, Jerry Rice. Well, doggone it, not this time. This time, I'm watching Steph, and I'm going to
I'm with you, Smooth. I'm with you, man.
Let's go, baby, let's go.
I'm with you.
Okay, and I'm just telling you this, Big Smooth.
Give it to me.
I'll be Matt Nahegan. What are your expectations for Steph Curry and the Warriors? What about Steph Curry? Oh, I expect Steph Curry to be Steph Curry. He's going to be Steph Curry, period, end of story. And Matt Nahegan is saying, that's unfair. even though he may,
unrealistic.
He may pull it off.
Yeah, but not unrealistic.
But it's unfair.
But we do that with the great ones. Every time Jordan took a game-winning shot or the great.
What I'm telling you, is...
They've earned the benefit of the doubt, though.
No, what I'm telling you is, though, it is fair because he's already doing things that nobody's done at his age.
No, you're
so it's
right.
Not like there's a template and it's like, oh, he's like, remember Joe Schmo who averaged 28 a game when he was 30. Not, no, like there is none. So Nahegan was just like saying, I would be even fair to this guy asking him to do the same things that he was asked to do 10 years ago. Even though he's in a...
Oh, you're saying the structure, what's around him. Like, but
Chris A., unfair to Steph is what Nahegan said.
But that comes with misses. What if Wiseman was a baller now? You know, he would be playing easier basketball. What if Kuminga was picking it up and, you know what I'm saying, he jailed with him. But what are you going to do, Steiny? You got a season to go win, and I think the Warriors are going to be, I really believe this, I don't want play-in, and I'm doing the simulation that you talked about with Jimmy Butler. Stein, they're going to be a top three or four seed. Like, I'm taking that, like, I feel good with that.
And here's what I'm telling you, here's what I feel like.
Yeah.
No, they won't.
If somebody gets hurt.
If things don't change. Mm. Like, he's going to be Steph, but he needs more help. He just needs more help, to my way of thinking. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. And what are your expectations for the Warriors this year? They're all over the board, but a lot of media people seem to be pretty high on them. 888-957-9570.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.